Hello, and welcome to the Write Script Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Tanner, and today we're going to be talking about being afraid to tell your story. And I know a lot of people out there can relate. I can relate. At one point, I was super scared to tell my story and open up and really share it with the world. But there does come a time where you do have to put your story on paper, write it out, get everything out, do the work it takes, and then send it out into the universe. And that can be scary. That can be nerve-wracking. But the thing is, it's going to do you a world of good telling your story. And one major thing I've noticed is that a lot of the time we're so terrified to tell our story, but we don't even realize that there are so many people out there who have the same exact story we do, and they can relate. They're looking at us like, oh my gosh, me too. They're looking at us like, whoa, finally, somebody understands me. I'm not the only one. I mean, even Oprah Winfrey at one point said that she believed that she was the only one who had gone through the abuse that she had gone through. And she was surprised when she found a whole community of other women that had gone through similar situations. And the same thing applies here when it comes to storytelling. You never know what another person has been through. Another person could be literally walking by you every day with a similar life experience or life story, and that would be your ideal audience. And a lot of people get caught up in thinking, who's gonna listen to me? Like, who am I? I'm nobody. It's like, look, you are somebody to someone out here. And I always say this, you never know who is truly watching you. You never, never know. Because a lot of people, I'll use social media as an example. A lot of people go by, oh, you know, this person is liking my stuff. These people are liking my comments. These people are commenting and sharing my stuff. They're the only ones that like it. That's not true. Sometimes people watch from a distance and they love everything you're saying, but they just don't comment until they're moved to. So you can't always go by, okay, only this amount of people are looking at my content, or they want to read my script, or they're interested in what I have to say. You really don't know. And the thing is, you can't live your life limiting yourself like that. And a lot of it has to do with fear. We let fear hold us back. We let fear keep us from being great. We let it stop us. We let it just ruin us to the point where we don't even reach our full potential. So this podcast episode is really for all the people out there who were once like me. Afraid to open up, afraid to tell your story, afraid to really be who you are and share your voice and share your opinion and be unapologetically yourself. This podcast episode is for people who need that extra push of why sharing their story is so important. Why sharing their story is going to be the thing that really changes the game for them. I mean, I remember, you guys, and I talk about this so often because it's been a year and about a month ago, but I was terrified. Like, when I say terrified, I was terrified to launch my business. I was absolutely terrified because I had never done anything like that before. I didn't have a blueprint. It was new. And I'm still learning as I go. But now I changed my mindset. I looked at learning and stumbling and falling on my way, you know, throughout my journey as a good thing now. At first, I looked at it like, oh my gosh, I stumbled and I'm stumbling in front of my audience, but this is a good thing. Your audience should see you at the very beginning. Your audience should see you in the growing and building process. That's what fosters community. That's what builds a strong community. And that's so important. You want your tribe of people, whether that's your tribe of singers, creatives, authors, whatever it is, you want to tell your story. And don't get caught up in vanity metrics all the time. Keep going. Keep going. Like, I remember when I first wanted to get started doing content, and somebody told me that you have to keep going when only a few people are paying attention. And that's so true. Consistency is key. Consistency. And I know a lot of people hate that word because it is so easy out here to not be consistent. It is so easy to say, oh, I'm tired from work. I don't feel like it. I'm sleepy. My audience won't miss me. I don't have a big following anyway. It's like, look, you need to do what you have to do in order to raise awareness of your platform, who you are, and it's not gonna happen overnight. I always tell everyone that, right? It's not gonna happen overnight. But by telling your story and sharing it with the world, what you just did, you stepped out of your comfort zone and you showed the world who you are and what you've gone through. And you have now made yourself relatable. And there's nothing better than that, getting paid or just enjoying sharing your voice. But you guys, just share with me if you ever comment on this, if you share this on social media. I want to know, have any of you ever gone through the motions where you're afraid to tell your story? You have the story inside of you, but you're afraid of what people might think. You're afraid of being called the odd one out. You're afraid of being seen as weird. You're afraid of just putting all your stuff out on Front Street. Share that. I'm going to have this on Instagram and all my social media platforms. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow the podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, and of course, iHeartRadio. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.